R. Kelly had an album called Chocolate Factory. Remember that?
And it's from 1997 to 1999. And it was for, it you were was a professional fudge packer?
I definitely packed that fudge.
Yeah.
You were the one that helped me get that job.
Well, as seniority, 20 years. Listen, I've been packing fudge there since went the my 70s. Audio. Since before it was cool. Yeah. Before we were brave. We'd just wake up at 5 and pack fudge.
Yeah. I was the Amazon Prime of fudge packing back in the day. Okay. Yeah. We were disruptors, for sure. Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturges.
If you ever want to make love to a ship, Lagavulin, since whenever it was invented, my bride got me a very expensive bottle of scotch and some matching fancy pants sets. So thank you very much. And we had a little bit of a table accident when we were lowering a table. And this glass slid down like a John Candy movie from the middle of the table. Perfectly into Cliff's hand. It fell off the table, and Cliff caught it midair.
Yeah.
It was the most magnificent piece of athleticism I've ever seen him do. But a little bit of the premium scotch flew up and landed all over his hand and
his lips.
A little bit went in his lips and his nose.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
I feel, because every time, because obviously this is too much, and now it's getting worse. Now I'm just covering you, like
not today, they do.
Like that's the thing. So, before this special outdoor episode, a very unnecessary outdoor episode begins, I would like to, of course, thank Southwest Airlines, which you may hear. There's a path over here, but we're up here in Tacoma, Washington. Sure,
that's nice.
Yeah, it's a beautiful time of year up here, right? And it looks a little bit like Southern California. But look, I just wanted to say that as we start a new year, I'd like to thank old friends and cheers you.
Oh, no.
Cliff, can I get you anything? This is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturges. I'm Matt Brian Sturges. I'm speaking kind of late because I'm outdoor. Like, the neighbors are home.
They're all looking.
And they're all here. So yeah. I'm going to go with this real quick. Okay, it's at Brian Sturges on YouTube. It's Cliff Beach, the Cliff Beach Music. And, of course, Sympathy Hall Music online. And music, I remember.
Perfect.
So we're going to try to eliminate the verbiage that we use. Well, outside. Now, I know that you're drunk right now, and you're feeling the angry rage you haven't felt in 4 years, but if we could curb the...
big old floppy dick.
Yeah, that one.
That's
that kind of stuff, yeah.
Good old...
So, look, so what happened was, I was in the shower this morning. Uh-huh. Don't picture it too much. And while I was shaving this dome, the power went out in total darkness. And so I, of course, there's some words that I used. And as I came out with half a head shaved, I said to the wife, she's like, what happened? Is it us? And I said, she's like, did you not pay the bill? Was the first question, which was
man.
A little insulting. It's like, I've never not paid a bill. I don't know why I'd start now. But she's like, do I need to leave you? Is there no power? Do you not afford the power bill? So I come out to find an email. They rescheduled the power outage. It was supposed to be last week. And they said something last night I didn't see. So we have no power. So we started setting up outside to do an emergency Think on Your Feet episode where we came up with the barbecue episode outside. We got the light. It's all good. And we were going to try to run power off of a vehicle.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't work. So we set about 20 minutes to set up. And then the power went back on. And then we spent another hour, for some reason, finishing setting up out here versus just putting it all back upstairs. So we're going to double dip these episodes because this was a ridiculous amount for nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm wrapping it up. Speaking of wrapping it up, Cliff Beach, how was your holiday?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's good, you know.
All right, Tim, nope, that's enough. Nope, that's all I need, Tim Hall.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I got all the nut files I asked for.
Did you?
And I got some arrow lube. So my nuts are filed, my arrow is lubed. I feel good, yeah.
I saw the file. I didn't see the...
Yeah, the lube came a little later.
So I think everyone wants to know, did you watch your Christmas gift?
Oh, right, yes. Yeah, so I don't have a VCR, so I had to do some online sleuth. Oh, okay, he's got one.
And perhaps when your birthday comes.
Oh, yeah, there we go. I have to wait till July. So I did some sleuthing online. I looked up the movie. It's available online, so I thumbed through it to make sure.
Right.
Now that
shows you, I hope, my love and thanks to you.
Yeah.
Because I could have just ripped it like Napster and thrown it on a writable DVD, which is still the thing, right?
Yeah. DVD-RW.
Put it in your compact presario.
What's it wet?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, though, it doesn't really hold up.
So tell us about Little Louie.
So Little Louie is the one I remember because he was the little person. And I got to tell you, he was putting in a lot of work with...
Was he proportionate to his size or not?
No, I mean, it was, he was proportionate. It wasn't like...
I think he's asking, was
his
Johnson, the dongle...
No, it was serviceable. It worked. I mean,
and
it
you
was,
said there was a thing where he was standing there looking up, like looking at the 16th or 17th chapel.
Yeah.
Looking at the...
And just poking his fingers around, just seeing where things are.
What's that?
Yeah. So, I mean, it was definitely the one I saw.
Is it the best gift? Now, your wife, she doesn't watch. So, was it the best gift you've ever been given, ever in your life?
I mean, it was definitely the most sort of, I don't want to say conniving or...
Conniving?
No, what's the word?
Are you
going to
ask me if I paid the electric bill? Is that going to be?
No, not conniving. The word is... premeditated? I don't know. Like, you know,
you don't want to have, don't Google my name and premeditated. Please.
Thoughtful, I guess, is the word.
Oh, there we go.
Well, is it traumatizing too? Or?
No, I mean, I'm past it a little bit. I mean, I spent a lot of time staring off into the middle distance
Did it distort you when you were old enough to have sex that you thought about it differently from this movie?
Did you come?
No, I definitely didn't.
Put on a Santa hat. Oh,
yeah, exactly. The one thing I did notice is that the Santa character did not have a beard. He has a beard on the cover, but in the actual movie, they...
Oh, that's false advertising.
Because he's a mall Santa. It's just
I thought it was the real Santa.
It's just a string on.
No, it was actually the old Saint Dick.
Oh, the old Saint Dick, huh?
Yeah, Little Louie.
Well, I'm glad. I hope. Now, did you tell your wife?
Yeah.
And okay, so as you know, your wife has opinions about your conglomerate of friends.
I think it checked out. Yeah, she was like, "Yeah, that checks
sounds
out."
Like something.
Yeah, that sounds like something Brian would do.
Something would do. In between not paying bills, he's conniving.
Yeah,
he was only excited about the net files.
How did any of those clothes fit? Have you returned them all for a pair of gloves?
I wanted to return them, but I kept them all. I wore the jacket.
Wait, what does that mean? You wanted to return them all?
No, I wore the jacket.
But why
and
you
I will wear
all?
The shirt soon.
But you won't wear the pants because you're always naked. But why don't you just return them?
No, because I'll remember that you got them for me if I keep them.
But who cares?
You could hang them on the wall.
But who cares?
Like a poster.
Don't care. Just return them and get what you want. Having some shirt you're never going to wear in your closet because getting what you want is...
That's the real gift.
You want them or not. You could go to hell. But listen, the point is this. Take them back and exchange them for what you want.
Well, my life is not about getting what
you already exchanged them.
No,
I don't trust you.
No,
you're conniving.
No, I wore the jacket.
Did you pay your bill?
Yeah, I did.
How was the jacket?
It's good. And I wore it and I...
But you wanted to return all three.
It's nice. And they said, oh, that's nice. Yeah. Oh, no, the text shirt I like, I just have to wear that. I have cowboy boots. I just have to find a time to wear it.
Well, that wasn't mentioned because I had purchased a Western shirt that was black and red. I was like, oh, this would be great for Cliff. But Tim Hall was specifically looking for one for his gigs.
Yeah,
that's correct.
So what I was doing is I pulled it aside and being like, hey, if this fits, it's a little something for you. But if not, then I'm going to put it over here and give it to him. But then I forgot. And then Cliff saw it. He was going through my closet. He was opening drawers. He's like, what do you got here today?
I was like, I'm getting out. I was coming out
of the closet. Yeah. Yes, of course.
Now, listen, it's a new year. Is there any special announcements you want to make? Please, reviews, anything, please.
I'm hungry.
Okay, so we're doing it. Now, this episode should not be taking place at all. We should be inside, but we're going to cook up a grill. I hope there is enough gas to get us through, but I've got a hamburger, and I got hot Italian sausages, and I said, no, I saw these steaks and I said no.
Those sound good.
My, damn it! That's what he said. I should have spent $11. No, but I got his three thick, juicy pieces
mold it into
of
a
meat.
Steak.
How about I just grind it and make it into?
Yeah. If you could just grind that up.
And a couple of things that need to be warmed up. So
speaking of warming up,
I'm gonna go ahead and warm up those. See.
He's good.
See, that's
he's
what. Much that's why. That's why he's in this chair.
Yep.
But Tim Hall, weren't you supposed to make us pizzas like forever ago?
Oh yeah,
in an episode.
I still want to do that.
What's keeping you from bringing the stuff for pizza?
Well, now that I've seen how much long it takes to set up out here, I don't think we should ever do it.
We're not going to continually set up here.
Well, we could do it in there. We could do it in the kitchen or wherever. But pizza, what do you need? What do you need to make it happen? You got to have a little oven, right?
Yeah, I got my oven, and it's got pizza, you know, it's a propane situation.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
You know, it's portable.
Well, that's easy.
Yeah,
I think you should do it.
And I just let's need to bring for, some.
Let's set it up for the next
ingredients.
Episode. Next episode.
For the next episode.
The next series of episodes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Within the next year, right? 2024.
Or just the next whenever we do an episode again.
Okay.
Or the next one.
Yeah. I mean, it takes me a couple days to make the dough because I'm very particular.
Look at these fine meats.
Those do look good.
Huge. I won't be needing to order anything else tonight. Man, that's a lot.
Well, what are you going to order?
African food.
You're going to eat African food?
For some red. Oh, some fufu.
At the Ethiopian place in Culver City?
No, actual Ghanaian or Nigerian. You were thinking, I know, but.
No, he wasn't. He definitely wasn't.
It's probably not the.
Oh, you just add an A to the end. Okay, I get it. You take a G away.
Yeah.
I think there's an I in there, too.
Probably. Is that I? For sure.
What's. Oh, no.
You know what I did realize coming up here is that being in the burbs versus the city is that everyone's so friendly. Like, so many people
out here
will smile or talk or wait for me to talk to them. And I'm just not used to that. Or just like, you know.
Well, it's the holidays. They want to get their change ready. They just want to know if you need a few pennies to put in your cup full of pencils.
Yeah. There's no I in charity.
Oh, yeah.
No,
there might be a few.
Maybe. Oh. So how do you season it? You know, typically you have a lot of seasonings for a white person. I'll say that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I learned from you.
Yeah.
Okay. So the trash truck is here.
Nice.
Oh, good. Come take this shit away.
Yeah. This is garbage. So, you know, the basic thing that I do is just salt, pepper, and garlic powder. That's
classic.
Like that's all you need. But you know, we'll do. That's what sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I think they need a special trash day. I don't know who I was talking to. After Christmas, you know, the 26th, which is the first day of Kwanzaa,
when all the stuff's out. Yeah.
We're still in Kwanzaa, by the way. I think this is Iman today.
Isn't there 42 days of Kwanzaa?
Cheers to you. Have a drink
on
me.
Thank you. 6 days of Kwanzaa.
Oh, 6 days of Kwanzaa.
Yeah,
it's not 42.
Yeah, but they always they get later and later every year.
Ah.
Yeah. I was gonna say the 26th. They should have like a Christmas tree pickup. You know, everyone who threw their Christmas tree out.
Oh, yeah.
They should have a special just picking up that trash because there's so many trees.
You think people are throwing their trees out like day after Christmas?
Yeah, I think so. Boxing Day or like right after New Year's.
That's when I figure people do it the most, right after New Year's.
One year we kept it up until like Valentine's Day. It got long.
That's excessive.
It was pretty long.
I don't think
we like the smell of pine in the house. You know?
Oh, yeah. If you have a real one. Yeah, mine smells like plastic.
Oh, white tree? Blue?
You saw it, didn't you? It was greenish.
I looked away. No, yes.
Yeah. That little one.
Oh, yeah, on the corner.
Yeah.
Did you get everything you wanted for Christmas?
Oh, well.
What else did you get? Obviously, you got a bunch of clothes you've already donated to Goodwill.
Yeah.
I got some cash. That was always good. I got a great cardigan for my mom. That was nice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple things. And Tim, was that the net files?
Oh, I got some strings for my guitar.
Oh, nice. Well, you know, if you go to NAMM and you talk to the people, you can get some endorsements for strings.
That easy?
I mean, strings are pretty cheap. So I feel like Elixir or someone, you just got to talk to the reps. Like, oh, I'm playing with Honey and the Flies and More Flies.
Yeah, we've got More Flies
coming
in.
Yeah, we got More Flies.
Yeah. I wondered about that because you have some endorsements, right?
I do.
Terrible at speaking to people.
What you need is a package. You gotta have a word.
Oh, go on.
I got my attention. Go on.
I'm saying, like, you gotta have, like, here's some videos I've done. This is me doing guitar. There's some how-to stuff I do. So they can see that you're doing guitar.
So I should do some more of that. I have been told I should get on TikTok and make that.
No, you should get on a TikTok. I mean, for sure.
I do like TikTok.
And if it's the green one, pass. Yeah, the yellow, like the orange one? Homes. The orange one doesn't freshen your breath at
that's
all.
That's candy.
No, that's just candy.
Yeah, it is delicious.
The orange one and the tropical medley are good.
Actually, none of them really freshen your breath. Even if you ate the whole pack.
What about the spearmint? That does it.
I don't think so.
There's a small prop.
No, like the Lifesaver, the Wintergreens, those will freshen breath.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Tic Tacs, none
of them.
Now,
do they still do the spark in the mouth?
When you chew them, yeah.
Is it still a thing?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. Maybe that was a whole advertising campaign.
Yeah, they spark.
They'd have a couple, young couple go into a closet, sometimes an uncle and a young... So there were some things were thrown out.
Yeah. Some of it's on the cutting floor.
Yeah, I did see that picture of you in the cardigan. It looked very... very sharp.
Oh, thank you.
I hope you liked that one and enjoy it and keep it and wear it.
I did keep it and wear it, but I'm going to keep everything. I'm going to wear them all. I've tried your pants on. They were good.
And?
Soft. Yeah, it's a great material.
Fantastic material.
You don't need any
undergarments. Yeah, nothing there. Nothing there. It was really a gift for your testicles.
It is a gift. Yeah, they were weeping.
They were so overjoyed.
They were so overjoyed.
Oh, I guess this is also the New Year's... New Year's episode. Congratulate, right?
When I shave them, they look kind of like chicken nuggets.
Oh, they got wrinkles on them?
Speaking of barbecue sauce, we have some beans going on. We have some fried chicken. We have some some gravy that's upstairs, but I have some mac and cheese, some potato wedges, some mash and thing. Yeah, well, whatever you don't eat, well, I'll eat it.
Yeah,
I'm a fat guy. That's what I do. And just check the wide. you'll get it. Now, the as my grill warms, the 2024 Best Of came out.
Oh, yeah.
It was spectacular, flawless, not a mistake, right?
It was great.
Okay, good.
Well, both of them. You put yours out, but I do want to take a moment, chapter, and acknowledge that the Christmas episode, now, because this setup is ridiculous, we can't pull it up. Maybe you can in your magic, but I don't care. You cut that sentence out. If not, is one of the TikToks.
Yeah, the reggae one.
Yeah.
So tiny.
It was the size of a postage stamp.
Yeah, I forgot to resize it.
So my question is, you spend a tremendous amount of time and effort on this.
Yeah.
But then at the end, you don't scrub through to check the work.
I do scrub through. But I must have just went right by. You know when you do
You didn't. You didn't. You couldn't have.
Why? What do you mean?
Because you didn't see it. So I mean...
Because I scrub through when I do the chapters, but
we'll peruse it next time. You have to peruse it at the end.
I watched them back.
He loved it. He liked that it was small.
I comment.
I know.
If
we all comment, it helps the algorithm.
I need to create a bunch of fake Google profiles.
There we go.
The Guten Doktor. No, but it was good. Now, I don't know what happened with the TikTok one that's to come.
But it's already out.
Well, I've decided that, because what happens is, now, you also, what came out this morning was the best of the TikToks, and I've only seen the first few minutes.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And you look so shockingly different, both of you. I look even as fat, if not more fat. Hold on, there's some large construction motor vehicles that are passing
by. I did see that. Change.
But you definitely
on the very
changed.
First episode of 2023, you look like me. You look like both of us combined. And then, as Tim mentioned, just like a flip book, as you go through them, you get smaller and smaller, and you started with a big beard.
Yeah, that was
and
a big
beard.
And I like
that beard.
Yeah, that was a good beard.
That was a fantastic. I'd like you to bring that beard back.
The lady doesn't like it though.
I mean,
whatever.
They don't
touch each other. It's over. They've been married 20 years.
Yeah, it's 20 years. Yeah.
You guys probably have a split bed stitch, huh?
Yeah, it's a two. It's a
all of them. Yeah,
right, Harold and Maude. Who was it?
I like to sit up and read, and I like to. But at night, I'm like, okay, all right.
Craftmatic easy adjuster.
I'm a 7, and she's a 6. I'm like,
Yeah.
I needed hard. I needed soft. Yeah. You know? Oh god. Yo, I'm excited about this reheated fried chickens. I'm a man by mistake, ain't that nice? My meat man, he's a sweet man. By mistake every night. And a big man, he's my heat man.
Where are you getting all this stuff? Mm. Oh, okay.
I got a man for everything.
I really need one of you to carry this while I'm
I'm waiting for him to
guys decide.
I'm enjoying the apron. Now, if you look at the apron, there's a part where it's cutting the chicken's back. I've never seen that piece of chicken. Do you know that top piece, Tim?
Okay. Careful, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting close.
Touch it. Touch it.
That's the back plate.
They must grind it in the sausage. I've never seen anyone eat the chicken backs.
Well, yeah, you can't do much. There's just a little bit. You know when you roast whole chicken, mm-hmm. you can like pull off some of it, but it's pretty meager.
Every time I try to eat a whole chicken, like as a single person by myself, I can never finish one.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're so big.
That's a lot of chicken.
Because you need
a Cornish
hen. I eat like 3-4 ounces at a time. And a whole chicken is like, what, 3 pounds?
You're only eating 3 ounces of chicken?
Or four.
Okay, I like four.
Yeah. Sometimes six.
I like
Rarely
that.
Rarely do I have eight.
Yeah, that's a lot of chicken.
But I had some delicious meals. You know, I just got back from Julian. And so I was down there.
And who's he?
Apple Pie Country. Thank you.
You beat me to it. If you look, you beat me to it.
No, there was like a Cordon Bleu chef place. I stayed in this rinky-dink motel outside the city, but it was cool. My parents came down and we had lunch in the orchards, but a place called Heroes, but it was cool.
Among the trees?
Like a garden area.
Oh, okay.
The orchards are closed now because the picking season's over. I saw a few apples dangling out there, but but they make delicious. I feel bad now. I should have brought a pie back for this episode, but...
That would have been good.
They were delicious.
You ate the apple pie?
I had a slice of the cider one. It's a less sweet. But it's a charming town. I mean, you only need a day. I had like a high tea there. You don't need much because there is no nightlife. Like everything is closed by like 8 o'clock. So
I've never heard of this place. Is it south or north?
It's southeast. It's about an hour from San Diego east. So it's about 2.5-3 hours. Some ASMR or what's it called? Sound?
Oh, so why were you in Julian? Was it the work release program where you make
what kind of jumps
pottery you make? you make pottery for the homeless?
I just read about it in a magazine. I said, I've never been there. Whenever
you're,
I find
you're
this
an adventurous
pocket,
guy.
Oh, someone read their copy of Westways.
It was Westways? It was Westways.
That's AAA,
that's
right?
That's the oldest sentence. This is why the other one wasn't for you.
Did you know
you can't read Westways and date that woman.
AARP is coming next. Right?
I know. I know. I am talking to a 23-year-old now. I got younger.
Oh, how is she as a person?
He doesn't care.
I'm over that. I'm over that. Okay.
Can we split? This? We gotta like. Why are we still doing this?
I'm not making that mistake again. No more goals for women.
What is
okay,
that?
Now. I do not agree with that. Just so you know that I find that both, I find your gendered language offensive, and I'm triggered like a...
No, like when they tell me I have a dream, I say you can do whatever you want, but if they do it and not, not my problem.
Well, you don't want to go in expecting to change people though, right? That's like
mistake. Like if they tell me, like this girl, she's like, oh, I want to have my own makeup line. I'm not going to do like the last time where like, oh, you want to have your own fashion line. I'm just like, you know what? Cool. Do it.
Well, just let them do it.
Do it. Don't do it.
You don't need to help them. Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't even care. Yeah. I'll just say you can do it because that's the general statement and they could. Will they? Won't they? I don't care.
Yes. In order for a relationship to work, there must be equal deception on both parts.
Delusion.
Yeah, with certain things. You're like, no, Brian, that shirt doesn't... It totally buttons. You know what I mean? Yeah.
We're a family.
Doesn't look like a person out of there.
I love you. Yeah. The lies we tell. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You weren't my second choice or fourth or eighth, 49th.
Let me tell you what. She's so lucky to have
me. Well, speaking of 49, 49th choice, you know, we recently had the Kennedy Center Honors. Last night.
The who? What? The what?
The Kennedy Center.
Oh, Kennedy. I thought you said Candy.
49th. Yeah.
Look at this guy.
I recently learned that the movie Liar Liar was based on a Twilight Zone episode called The Whole Truth. The premise. But anyway.
feel free to bounce something back.
Yeah. I mean, all I can think about from Liar Liar is that one scene where he goes into the elevator.
I can't lie.
Yeah. Well, he tells her, your boobs are huge. Yeah, yeah. That one part.
But that was a great movie. He retired, you know, that after Sonic.
Oh, yeah, I did
too.
See that.
Yeah, he retired.
Him and what's her face from...
Renee Zellweger?
No, no, the Cameron? No, not Candace Cameron. What's her name from... Yeah, this is the worst audio. To help me out, Diaz.
Cameron Diaz retired?
I believe so.
Didn't she create a product?
Mm-hmm. Like a super group? She's doing...
But didn't she do something
else? Oh, my God,
else?
Is it like another goof? Is this Gwyneth again?
Get out of my something, ass, right?
Let it go. You need to move on, Gwyneth.
Oh, yeah.
Enough.
Tim's going to make a candle that smells like his dick.
It's going to be great.
It's unpleasant.
That could be a business. They have the one where you take your partner's junk and you mold it, and then you make basically a dildo from...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've seen that.
You said, oh, yeah, like, you mean this drawer?
Yeah.
Shunk. Yeah.
It's a,
I make all it's my partners
it's
do
a,
it.
Netflix when he's ba-boom.
It's a sex toy that I like to call Play-Ho.
Oh, okay. Instead of Play-Doh.
Exactly.
Get it.
You get it.
You put an H in there. Yeah.
Are we going to do the cooking thing where we pretend everything's hot when it's served?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the cooking show episode is really like, we just cut to the end, right? It's like, we don't have time to show you how a cake is made, so here's some eggs, and now the cake is done.
Well, yeah, you show a little mixing.
Yeah, exactly.
A little like, oh, will they do it?
Ooh, that sounds good. Pancake episode? I'd be into that.
I've been making a lot of pancakes because the lady's home. Making a lot of pancakes.
I just got a wife, a waffle maker.
Oh, you got
maker.
One? Oh, yeah.
I just got both
oh.
a wife and a waffle maker.
Nice.
Yeah. We have delicious waffles. Check it out.
How do you feel about waffles? Because...
Well, they're no pancake.
Yeah,
I'm definitely
pancake's
more of a
better.
Pancake
yeah.
person.
I've got a. I also got a waffle maker, and it was not good.
And people like scones.
It wasn't the Cuisinart.
I was gonna bake some scones.
No, no, the waffle maker.
The Cuisinart
worked.
Was a good one. It has high
I just
ratings.
Means the batter.
Only,
like the batter was wrong. So it,
oh,
you know.
Well, user error.
Yeah, it was user error.
This is the most depressing statement. But I saw the Eartha Kit was a product of rape.
Oh my God! A product of
worst product ever.
Oh, you mean she was a child of?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I saw this thing. I was like, this is her start, and then...
That's why you should have those babies, because you never know if they become Eartha Kitt.
Mm-mm.
Right, and then Billie Holiday. It seems like if you've been... I don't want to say that rape equals a Grammy, Cliff.
Yeah, watch out.
But, you know, I mean, have a few drinks and just, you know, hang out and...
Get recorded.
90069.
When you assault someone in the army, I've learned... From some intel.
You got some intel?
The men take care of that so it doesn't happen again. Basically, they just, you know, do a round robin on you.
Like they cut your nuts off?
Like that Lost they take Batman you outside, episode
they,
with...
They take you outside and they blanket party you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like one of them, like we're getting close to a pro-life statement. That's why they should keep those babies. Because they might be an Eartha Kitt. You're not listening anymore.
That's no. He's
out. So when I record Cliff, there's moments where I'm like, okay, let's go, and then I just hear nothing, and I know that he's staring at his phone, and it's like he's transfixed, like hypnotized by it, and nothing else comes in.
What?
See? What's going on here, buddy?
Yeah. What are you doing?
What are you doing? The worst thing is he's ordering for him is right now. Like, can't you just do it later? A fine company that if you put
you
UNT,
know, they don't they deliver in a discreet package. So
I
nobody
heard,
knows what
I heard
it
they
is.
They do. So go to yeah. you could go to that.
Don't
you
have
go,
to talk
go
to a
to
doctor.
hims.com/cliffpeachmusic.
What about Blue Chew? I've heard about Blue Chew.
I have no idea. I don't need a Blue Chew. I don't have problems in that department. I have other problems.
Oh.
By the time I get to that step, I'm good. It's getting to that step.
Oh.
The thing is, there's no culture of using it just on yourself, you know? Just having a raging boner as a solo
person. You mean just for,
just to
just
bang
to have
it around
one?
The house, you know? Like a Godzilla,
just to knock over
King Kong.
Plates and stuff?
You know, I remember my grandma in 2008 when Obama was elected president at the inauguration. She was there. And I was like, Grandma, how are you doing today? And she was like, it's mighty cold. And she said, I have a big old jacket. I said, oh, really? She said, yeah. She said, and you know why? I said, why, Grandma? She said, because when I was a kid, they told me it'd be a cold day in hell for a niggas in the White House.
I feel like there needs to be a commercial break for him.
Oh, definitely for hymns.
Hey, so you told me that you have a second. What?
For shims? Go ahead.
It's both. It's both erectile helper and like a breast reduction. Thank you.
If you're confused, so are we. Continue. I was telling you, Brian. You were saying you were telling me that I had something. You were about to bust my balls. Go ahead.
No.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea what I was going to say.
I like the way this apron has all the spots for your phone drawn in and your beer. It knows you. It knows.
Yeah, the wife got this one.
Yeah.
All
you
betrothed.
Need is like guitar picks.
Oh, they're in here.
Mustard.
Old prophylactics.
That's up. They got barbecue sauce too?
It has everything. It has certs.
No seasoning inserts.
Rope.
Oh, yeah. You got a bottle opener
to a van.
Hanging
yeah.
Right
yeah,
by your old dingus. Well, I'm excited. Thank you for getting this bountiful spread. You know, we love to eat on this show because it's a highlight. And
for you, yeah.
Well, I know.
Yes,
that's what it was. Is that you have written or are writing a new book about the journey from fat fuck to...
fit fuck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is that the title?
Good. That is the title.
From fat fuck to fit fuck?
Yes.
My journey?
Exactly. Yeah.
My struggle?
Yes.
I think that could... Because it's one of those titles that you think wouldn't work.
You should do it in German and be like...
Well, speaking of titles... Well, speaking of titles like that, I saw the movie American Fiction, which I highly recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Issa Rae and I want to say Jeffrey Wright.
Jeffrey Wright, yeah.
It was great.
Oh, about the can I call him black? The black guy who wasn't writing black enough books.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see
it. Yeah, it was good.
Was it?
I really recommend it.
That's like Oscar winner sort of stuff. Yeah,
it was well written, but also just like enjoyable. The funny thing is, I took a white friend. Girl with me to the movie.
Uh-huh.
And the whole movie was, you know, satirical about being more black or whatever. And then, like, they light the lights up at the end and the movie's over. I stand up and I look around the entire theater. I was the only black person in there.
Oh, yeah. Those movies aren't for, you know, black movies are not for black people.
Uh-uh.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, anything that will win an Oscar that's a black movie is a white movie that they're just trying to win to make money.
Yeah. Which is funny because the irony of the movie was that white people will love what they think is black.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, so it's a movie about a guy pretending to be,
it was so good.
It's almost meta.
It was pretty, yes. It was so good, though. I highly recommend it.
Stock that is up.
Because I've seen a lot of movies.
Which allows for some of these sticks.
Lately, but I think it will win an Oscar. I mean, he's already won a Tony and a Golden Globe.
So I've only known him from,
Batman?
Oh, yeah. He was in Batman. Mm. But I was thinking he was in...
One of the latest Batmans. He was... Gordon.
Westworld. Wasn't he in Westworld?
Mm. He was in the James Bond movies. He was Felix, right?
He was in Westwood. That's where we saw him.
That's right. He was at
Diddy Reese.
The other pavilion. Yeah.
I said, you want them cookie sandwiches, motherfucker? Yeah, I know you do. Can you believe now it's $1.50? You remember that place? It used to be so cheap.
What place?
Diddy Reese.
Never heard of it.
Oh, I haven't been there.
Diddy Reese. Some family wanted to make cookies and ice cream sandwiches for cheap for UCLA students. It's been there forever. It's an institution. 30 years. And they never raised the price. Finally, they raised the prices to like $2 or something. But
that's not that
like
bad.
The cheapest ice cream sandwich you can get. They don't make the ice cream. It's drier.
And it used to be next to the Chinese place.
Yeah.
Timmy P and I used to go and rock the orange chicken at the Chinese place next to it.
Chicken guy.
Talk about a couple of fat fucks.
No. I'm just saying you like orange chicken.
I'm going to release the book from fit fuck to fat fuck.
Yeah.
It's the yin yang series. Like, depends.
Yeah.
Some people, like, maybe.
Yeah, you want
to
read this
Tim
one?
Maybe Tim wants to get fat one
day.
Those
are the double F's that aren't good.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of movies this season.
You have. You've seen more movies.
I saw Wonka. It was better than the Johnny Depp, I'll tell you that. Timothy Chalamet.
It was a musical, though, right?
It was a musical. You know, now, who was that you telling
me?
They don't market them as musicals anymore?
Yes, you just show up and you get stuck there.
Yeah, Color Purple is a musical, but they don't tell you. They don't tell you. The Color Purple?
Did they?
You told Harbaugh to beat me.
Oh, damn. I just got audio on my earphones. How long have we been on? 40 minutes?
That must be your...
I just can hear.
Yeah, that's good. I didn't do anything.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, no.
Finally. So, yes.
In the Chalamet.
Yes.
Did they use some of the old classic songs from the Gene Wilder?
The Imagination one was in there, yes.
Ooh, that's good.
But they added some new ones. And he doesn't have a love interest. It's like he is weird, and he helps this little black orphan girl.
He seems a little
girl.
Asexual. He's like, you know what I need to build? A factory full of candy.
He's got a dead mom. He's got a dead
mom. Who worked in a chocolate factory?
What now?
Jeffrey Dahmer worked in a chocolate factory.
Yeah. R. Kelly had an album called Chocolate Factory. Remember that?
And it's from 1997 to 1999. You were a professional fudge packer?
I definitely packed that fudge. Yeah. You were the one that helped me get that job.
Well, as seniority, 20 years. Listen, I've been packing fudge since the 70s.
There went my audio.
Since before it was cool. Yeah. Before we were brave. We'd just wake up at 5 and pack fudge.
Yeah. I was the Amazon Prime of fudge packing back in the day. Okay. Yeah. We were disruptors, for sure. Shout out to Bezos. I most certainly am not going to eat a whole steak. Don't even try to give it to me.
You don't want to eat that whole steak?
My lips to my thighs? God, no. Just a little piece. That's all I need.
A moment on the lips, lifetime on the hips?
Exactly. You know? And they don't lie. They fib.
That was the early version of Shakira's My Hips Don't Fib.
Look, Shakira, you're going to have to fix it.
Yeah, this is my lips. My
Speaking
hips
of Westwood,
fit.
Right? She went undercover.
Oh.
They went to UCLA, and she wore sweatpants.
Shakira did?
Yeah, like not that long ago, 10 years ago. She went back to college, got her thing.
She's so good.
And you had no idea because, you know, she wasn't like she doing this in physics.
She's not really blonde. You know, so when she goes back to brunette, you wouldn't know who she was.
I don't know who she is now. I wouldn't.
That's a fine mix, though. You don't. She's half Lebanese, half Colombian, something like that. You don't.
Shout out to Rafik, this Christmas, he gave me some myrrh, which is
that's cool.
Kind of worthless.
No frankincense, just a pile of myrrh.
Frank, no sense.
Yeah. He gave me the instructions of a 747 and how to fly it.
Oh, no.
And it was signed by some Lebanese guys. It was like, I think it was August of 01.
How to land?
No, there was nothing.
No instructions about landing.
The second half, it was actually a PDF. That went out of the first six pages. I was like, once you get in the air, it's just like,
you're good.
You know, head to 10001. There's a lot of
what now?
Zip code references.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
This was an outdoor episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturgis. I am that Brian Sturgis. You can follow me at Brian Sturgis. You can follow Cliff Beach of Cliff Beach Music.
You can
follow Timmy Allen Music. We're not doing TikToks. So we're about to eat some sides, and then we're going to come back for part two and make the big, thick meat that I can't wait to have in my mouth.
You had me a thick meat.
We'll see you next Tuesday.